You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Friday, which means that our dear friend, Corey Andrew, joins us. Hey, Corey, are you there?
I am here and so happy to be here as always. Hello, everyone.
Good to see you, my friend. I did Elvis's show, Elvis Duran's show, this week, so we have a lot of new listeners. Thank you, Elvis audience,
wonderful,
for discovering the Naughty But Nice podcast. I'm Rob Shooter. I am a celebrity reporter, a gossip columnist, somebody that loves all the naughty details. But we're Naughty But Nice here on the show, so feel safe here. You can listen to our show with your family. We don't say naughty words. We might hint at them, but we don't actually say them. And once again, we are not mean boys, mean girls on the Naughty But Nice show. We're cheeky, as I like to say.
Yeah.
We are a pinch, not a punch.
You can sit with us. You can sit with us.
Totally. Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Big story at the top of the show. Prince Harry has officially renounced his British residency, declaring the United States as his new home. So the transatlantic tale of Harry has taken a turn as the Duke of Sussex officially now formally renounces his British residency, embracing the United States as his new home, according to court documents. This is a major, major shift for Harry. He moved here several years ago with Meghan Markle. They now have their family here. They live in Montecito in California. Very, very fancy. They moved in 2020, so it has been a few years now. If you remember, the Queen had given them a residence in the UK, Frogmore Cottage. It was a gift on their wedding in 2018. And then 2 years later, they left the cottage, came to America. This all sounds so, so dramatic. But if you think about it, he is an American now. He lives here. His home base is America. His family is America. I get it. What about you, Corey?
Well, I think it's really going to be not taken well by the Brits, who are British citizens, I should say, who are already sort of angry at Meghan. claiming that I've read the quotes. She took our Harry away. Like that's the sentiment by so many Brits. And so this is just going to be like a cherry on top. They're going to blame Meghan. She took our Harry away. And I'm curious too about this. So does that mean that he sells Frogmore Cottage, Rob? I know you know all the royal British stuff there. Like what happens to the cottage? Does he give it
back? It's a good question. It wasn't actually Queen Elizabeth's to give. Now she could give it, but she can't sell it. So she can give it. It's like Buckingham Palace. When the Queen died, King Charles inherited the palace. But Charles can't suddenly say, let's put this thing up for sale. I could sell this house. I could pull it down and put up condos. It's a really owned by the crown. There are very few royal residences that the royals actually own themselves. The rest are owned by really the country. So you can't sell Buckingham Palace. You can't sell Windsor Castle. You can't sell the crown jewels. So even though they're my jewels, and I can wear them, if I get a little short this month at Bottino's and buy too many drinks, I can't sell a tiara because I don't technically own them. I do own them, but it's quite tricky, isn't it? So Harry and Meghan can't sell this cottage. So when they left, it went back to the family. But it's so interesting, Keira. I think you're right. When you said it's a cherry, it's going to be a rotten cherry because they're going to really take this in a bad way, the Brits. Oh, yeah. Some Brits are going to. And obviously, Meghan's going to be blamed for all this. Yeah, but as somebody myself, I'm an American now, even though I was born in Britain, I get the silly accent. I love Britain. It will always be part of my history. I don't want to say home. My home now is here. I've lived here for 30 years. The Brits, a lot of Brits, do have a really strong sense of being British. They wrap themselves in the Union Jack. They just left Europe because they wanted to stand alone. So there's a lot of national pride in being British as there is in being American. But I think that this is not necessarily a bad thing. He's going to pay taxes in America. He's going to be getting a job here in America. He wrote his book in America and all those copies of the book he sold, he had to pay taxes on to America. He's an American now. And I think in the world where immigration can be so controversial, don't worry, we're not going to get into that on this show, but in a world where it's difficult at the moment to talk about moving countries, this has got even more weight to it, which brings us to our poll question of the day. What do you think about this noughties? Prince Harry has officially renounced his UK residency and declares the United States as his new country. Our question is this the right move or the wrong move? What do you think? Right move, wrong move? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Hey, Corey, what are you working on?
Well, you know, actually, this could have been a contender for our nicest of the day, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. But we'll get to it now earlier in the show. Mariska Hargitay, renowned for her role as Detective Olivia Benson, who so many of us love on Law & Order SVU. You know, she stepped into a real-life hero's shoes when she assisted a lost child who mistook her for an on-duty police officer at a New York City playground. I think that's amazing because, you know, she's wearing her uniform or her costume, I should say, for the show, and her belt had a bag. An NYPD badge. And so she was thrust into the role of a real-life heroine when a little lost girl got separated from her mother in Fort Tryon Park, where they were filming, and she approached Hartigy upon noticing the police badge on her belt, thinking that she was an actual police officer. Now, eyewitnesses recounted the touching scene, emphasizing that Hartigy was, like, immediately in a caring response mode. And she, shut down filming of the show, and then she went and she assisted the child in helping her find her mother, and her mother was, of course, distressed. She had just gotten separated from her mom, as kids do. I remember getting lost. Like, my mother would, like, look one way. I'd be, like, across the street somewhere, and she'd be, like, terrified. You know, kids get away from their parents, especially in a park. So Mariska was seen comforting the mother and child, who she reunited and helped her find her mom. And so it was just a really wonderful story, and it goes to show that from all reports, Mariska Hargitay is a really wonderful human being. I've never heard anything negative about her in real life. And this just goes to show you what a kind and compassionate, graceful person she really is. I love this story, Rob. What do you think about Miss Hargitay? Yeah.
I absolutely love it. And I love, too, that there's a nice ending to this story. I was a bit nervous when the story started, what was going to happen to this little child. Although once she was in the arms of Mariska, I'm sure all this was going to be okay. But thankfully she did find her mom. But it's interesting, isn't it? I remember once I was working with Naomi Campbell, the model, and she did a photo shoot downtown by the courthouse, and they had two models dressed up as policemen, and they were like with Naomi standing behind her as part of the photo shoot. So they weren't security, right. they were models dressed up as like really sort of sexy cops. And two people came over to ask them for directions, or they literally did think that they were police people. So I imagine to a child, this is something that is even more dramatic. But I'm glad that I'm glad that the child found her mommy. And I'm really glad here that Mariska stopped filming. She stopped the show, which is very expensive to stop a production of a show. And she got down on her knees and looked the young lady in her eyes, and they figured this out together. She really is a wonderful person. Wonderful. Well, a lot of celebrities would have sent an assistant over.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But, you know, also with Mariska, too, she always talks about, you know, she takes this job seriously, and she has. It's been like almost like 2 decades or so that show has been on.
Yeah.
But she's really been a part of the actual NYPD when it comes to her research. You know, she really looks at how they handle cases. She's followed actual officers on their beat every day, and she knows how to actually probably handle this really in real life because of her experience on the show at this point.
She knows the law. She knows the law. Yeah. Okay, moving along, talking about law and legal issues, Kanye West is suspected in a battery case after an alleged assault on his wife. Let me explain. So Kanye and his wife, Bianca, were at the Chateau Marmont, a very fancy hotel in Hollywood. And reportedly, a man assaulted his wife, Bianca. Kanye got involved, put his hands allegedly on the man. Now the man has filed a police complaint, and now the police are pursuing this. This is a very complicated one because Kanye is somebody that we have very mixed feelings about on this show, and part of me wishes he would just go away. Yeah, I'd love to not cover him anymore, but he's out there in the news, and this is a serious allegation against him. But at the same time, too, keep your hands off my husband, my wife, my partners. Like, if you touched Bruce, I would push you back. And so this is a complicated one because even though I don't like the subject matter of this story, I'm not a fan of Kanye West. I'm the opposite. Mm-hmm. I also have some sympathy here. Like, if you touch his wife, I think he's going to defend her.
Yeah, and especially the allegation of how his wife was touched was even more intense. Apparently, the man reached under her dress or her skirt to grope her and assault her that way. Now, here's the thing. This is a two-part story, really. I guess really people should take into consideration. One is keep your hands to yourself. And also, please do not be of the mindset that women ask for that if they dress a certain way. I hate to use the R word, but it's very rapey, that sort of mentality. So we don't like that. But many people will look at how she dresses and they will comment, well, what does she expect? You know, she comes out the house. And I don't care if she comes out of the house wearing, like, as Cher would say, a Band-Aid and two corks. Do not touch her unless she asks you. You can't touch her.
Yeah, you can't touch her. There's no way around that. Let's be really clear of that. People are not asking for this. I love that quote from Cher. Okay, what is going on with Kim Kardashian? She's been mocked, but it's actually quite funny, and I'm sure she's in on the joke.
Yeah, of course. And Kim always is. That's how she's so successful. She's always in on the joke. But Kim has gotten mocked now. She's found herself at the center of social media mockery after sharing a photo of herself diving into what appeared to be a shallow pool of water. Now, during her vacation, it wasn't a pool, actually. It was just like a shallow bed of water. And she was in Turks and Caicos. And she's now sparking some concern and amusement among her followers. In the photo shared by Kim, she is seen diving into what many perceive to be just knee-deep water. So we all know that if you dive in that, it's either a fake photo, or you're going to hit like a concussion if you hit the ground. So that's pretty bad. But there's a lot of teasing comments that came in online. One fan humorously questioned the depth of the water, asking, why is she diving in knee-deep water? Others chimed in with similar jests. They expressed a mocking concern over her diving form and jokingly pondered if she had bumped her head during the plunge, which what I just said, because clearly you cannot dive in 3 feet of water. So hopefully this was just, yeah, it just was a, as we know, it was more about Kim looking good in a bathing suit.
That's
than
what
anything.
It was about. Wasn't, yeah, this wasn't is about not about diving. This is Kim, don't even pretend it is. This is about you in a bikini looking fabulous, and you do, and she's posing, and she pretends that she's Greg Louganis, like jumping off a diving board. Except the problem is, Kim, you're in 2-3 feet of water. There is no diving there. But I do like she fully commits. Kim fully commits. Like,
she commits.
Wouldn't you tell her the character, the scene, she gets into it.
Right.
You literally would think she's at the Olympic Games, the way that she is posing here. But it made me laugh. Check out the picture. Oh, Kim. Okay, quickly before we get a break. Valerie Bertarelli, we now know who her boyfriend is. It has been revealed that his name is Mike Goodnut. And he revealed it himself. So he went online, revealed it himself. He shared a heartfelt essay about meeting her, no longer wanting to be her secret boyfriend, expressing gratitude for their love, for their connection. I have really mixed feelings about this. I'm so happy. I know Valerie a little bit. I'm so happy she's found somebody. Her divorce was really ugly, so I want her to be happy. But I think all this publicity and this press, I don't know if that's such a good thing. Your last romance was so public, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, you don't need to tell everybody about this. You were seeing Kim for weeks and months, and nobody knew until you told us. And I do think it's a bit of a mistake. He's a writer. He's not a celebrity, although now he's sort of famous because we know who he is. And it feels like I hope he's not doing this because of her fame. And he feels a little thirsty. And I was like,
I didn't think about that, Rob, at all. You know, I thought, oh, well, how nice and how great for her that he's kind of professing it publicly, but I didn't think about the fact that he could be potentially trying to maybe benefit from dating a famous person. I agree. She's so wonderful and lovely as a person, I hear. I really hope that she's, I hope it's not going to break her heart and disappoint
her.
Yeah,
I do too. I'm rooting for her. Rooting for you, Valerie. It's interesting, like, how long do you date somebody before you tell your friends? I get it. You're so excited when you meet somebody and you get those butterflies. Yeah. You want to call everybody, but that's different than telling the world. Like, telling your friends, Valerie's inner circle, they all knew about this romance and not one of them said anything until she did. But now it feels like it's moving, maybe, dare I say, a little too fast. I'm only being cautious here because we love you, Valerie. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Corey Andrew. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Da, da, da. A very cheeky poll yesterday. So Lauren Sanchez is firing back with grace after some harsh criticism. Our question was, would she be dating Jeff Bezos if he wasn't rich? So it's a naughty question. I know it's a naughty question. Let's have a look. 70% said no, probably not her cup of tea. If he wasn't the world's richest man. The difficulty with these type of polls, though, is we can all find a reason to justify why somebody is dating somebody else. A lot of people would argue Meghan Markle would never date a guy that looks like Prince Harry if he wasn't a prince. I don't know if Meghan would pick out a guy in his 30s who doesn't have a job, who lives in his grandmother's house. Like, you know, it doesn't sound so good. It doesn't sound quite so good, but you can't remove people from their jobs. It's a whole package. When you meet me, it's the whole package. You get the show, you get what I do for a living, you get what I don't do for a living. It's all part of who you are. And so I sort of on this one feel like maybe she would. Maybe she would. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your result. And now it's time for the nicest of the day.
Yes, well, this is a little truth pill to be swallowed down for the Bachelor fans. So Tyler Cameron is criticizing Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist for their quick divorce. He calls it a stain on Bachelor Nation. So the former Bachelorette contestant, you know, he didn't hold back at all. And he says that their abrupt divorce after just 3 months of marriage is a negative mark on the image of that whole Bachelor Nation and the fans and people who love the show. He says they put a true stain on love in the Bachelor world. He remarked, expressing dismay over the couple's divorce after a mere 3 months of marriage. He humorously also contrasted their brief union with his own relationship, quipping that he feels like a dating expert by comparison. But he, he feels like the show is a disappointment to the fans because the Bachelor Universe fans really kind of get enthralled in the show and they feel like they're living the experience with the characters they see on TV. So he thinks now they kind of have like fallen out of love with the show potentially because they're having a negative experience of love and romance watching this transpire. So I don't know if that's true or not. I think if you take love and marriage and turn it into a game show, it's already stained. So I don't want to blame, like, you know, don't blame Jerry and Teresa. The show is already kind of messy.
Messy.
That's my thought.
It is messy. You make a really smart point there. But the trouble is, a Bachelor fan myself, we can pretend it's not messy. We know it's a game show, but we can pretend it's not because it's presented in such a way that it's surrounded. It's wrapped like a present on Christmas in a bow. But deep
you
down,
get a rose.
The show is a little bit creepy, like falling in love and getting married in 6 weeks. And there's a lot of men or women and you pick
it's
which
weird.
One, or you give roses out. The whole thing feels a little bit dated, dare I say, to me. But these two certainly unwrapped that package. Our nicest of the day. Now, our naughtiest of the day, naughty. Simone Biles, who I love, is opening up about the emotional impact of her husband Jonathan's viral interview after it got backlash. So this is complicated.
Yeah.
What Jonathan went on to say in an interview is that he thought he was more of a catch than she was. And when he said that, people were really angry. I think rightfully so. It was so badly worded. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt here. And she said she was hurt, not by what he said, but she was hurt by our reaction. She went on to say that he is a catch and she's never met a man like him. And he didn't say she wasn't a catch. And so this is like, be careful. Be careful with your words, everybody, because they do matter. Messy all around. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Your life does not end when you hit 30, 40, 50, 60. So stop acting like it does. Have you ever said to yourself, I'm too old to do that, or I've let that opportunity pass me by, I should have done this years ago? It's all nonsense. You can do anything you want whenever you want. If you want to go back to college when you're 40, do it. If you want to learn to teach your first online course when you're 60, do it. If you want to reinvent yourself when you're 75, then do it. If you want to get married when you're 82, do it. What I'm trying to say here is don't let that number hold you back from being happy. It is never, ever too late. Hey, that is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going, to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. Hip hip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.